St Helens, who are of course champion Saints, have won 17 of their 27 matches coming to this, 10 defeats, 34 points they've got. Castleford 4 behind them on 30 from their 27 games, and they have started play, and the ball is away. Here's Walsh to the left hand side of the post, floats the kick up on that far side. There's a jump between a couple of players. Saints have it. Adam Swift has got the ball. Has he got it down in the left hand corner? Referee Thaler says yes, and the try is awarded. Now Adam Swift has come up with the first point of the game. It's Castleford 0, St Helens 4.
He managed to get the ball in his hand after the pass from Wilkin, and he scores.
It's a good strike from Luke Walsh. He just hangs over the bar, and so it's Castleford Tigers 0, St Helens 6. Here is the Saints shipping it away to the left-hand side again. Quick hands gets it to Adam Swift, and Swift does brilliantly to hold up his defender and put the ball down in the left-hand corner, one-handed, and score his second try of the evening. That's a fantastic finish from the St Helens winger, and it means it's Castleford Tigers 0, St Helens 10.
Under all sorts of pressure, somehow managed to get the ball away. Perfectly on the money for Swift, still one-on-one with Meakin, and he had enough exactly in the same place as he got his first try. Superb from Wilkin, but a great finish on the back of that from Adam Swift.
Another touchline conversion is successful from Luke Walsh, and it's Castleford Tigers 0, St Helens 12.
Yeah, great start from St Helens, under the cosh for those first couple of minutes. But then
James Robey goes from dummy half, beats the first line. Robey's in the clear. He's got support on the inside from Josh Jones, who gets it away to Blake Green. And Green is tackled eventually inside the 10. Quick play the ball. Brilliant break from Robey. Can Saints capitalise here? They're going to switch it from the right-hand side back across to the left-hand side. Jones back involved once again. Comes across this near side to Percival, and Percival holds off Oliver Holmes and is clean through and underneath the post. And that is a brilliant try from one end of the field to the other in the space of two or three tackles for St Helens. And it's now Castleford Tigers 0, St Helens 16. Luke Walsh has now added the extra two with the boot to make it 18 points to nil. Cast 30 metres out. Luke Gale shows and goes and gets it away to Luke Dawn. And Dawn, oh, what a sidestep from Luke Dawn on his opposite number, Adam Quinlan. And a fantastic try from Luke Dawn. A try that takes him to equal 8th place now in the history of Super League's all-time try scorers. Great career for Luke Dawn. And that was as good a try as we've seen from him. It's Castleford Tigers 4, St Helens 18.
The conversion was successful by Gale.
Mickey Shenton gets the ball inside to Luke Gale. Here's Luke Dawn stepping past one man, past the second. Oh, what a try from Luke Dawn once again. Wow, the Aussie is absolutely red hot tonight. First of all, we saw him double step Adam Quinlan. This time he beat Quinlan for fun, Travis Burns, and more besides as he raced around underneath the post. His and Castleford's second try of the evening, and the Tigers are right back in this one now. It's Cass 10, St Helens 18.
You know, whatever Adam Swift can do on one side, I can do on the other, and he's just took it on himself to go at the line using his footwork, and he's just put, you know, two and three players to bed with, you know, brilliant footwork.
Luke Gale slots over the conversion from straight in front, so Cass 12, St Helens 18. So Cass with the best part of a set of six here within 10 metres of the Saints line. Ben Roberts steps off the right foot. Roberts hits the gas, shrugs off two men. The Saints defenders dropping off him one by one, but a real injection of pace from Ben Roberts and a real injection of impetus into this Castleford performance. We're closing in on half time, and it really is game on now. Castleford Tigers 16, St Helens 18.
And again, who would have predicted this after 15 minutes that it would be 18-all? And you know, whatever Luke Dawn can do, you know, the standoff half for Castleford can do the same. It was brilliant footwork from Ben Roberts. Pretty certain he'll bang this one over. He has banged it over, and the scores are level.
And the scrum's going to pack down, but the hooter will go and not allow time for a restart here. And what a breathless half of rugby league that has been.
Do know it's the second half. If it's as good as that, we're in for a really, really entertaining evening.
Interception here from the Tigers. Mike McMeekin, headband and all. He's got 6-7 Saints men chasing him down. He's made it to about 30 metres from the St Helens line before he shifts it on to Roberts. And Ben Roberts is getting through for Castleford. Oh, what a try from Castleford. From one end of the field to the other. McMeekin with the interception. They wouldn't let the ball die. And Roberts scores his second of the game. A dream start to the second half for the Tigers, who now lead by 22 points to 18.
And McCarthy Scarsbrook turned his back on the play and thought the player was dead, but what he did meant Meakin was staying alive and got the ball inside.
But Cass on the back foot there. Mike McMeekin takes a stray kick. The Saints defenders turn their back. He finds a bit of daylight. And Ben Roberts, supporting well, as the halfbacks should do, as you know yourself, takes the ball from 30 metres out. Great support. He's tackled again by some enthusiastic Tigers. Here is Walsh, midfield, 10 metres out to Wilkin. Wilkin gets it away to Burns. Quick ball to Mark Percival, and Percival tries to get across the line. The Saints fans away to our left celebrate. The Tigers defenders are in there in numbers. Has Percival got it down? Ben Thaler says he thinks it's probably a try, but he's handed it on to the video referee. 12 minutes into the second half, have the Saints hit back? It may have been Will Mayer who has held up Mark Percival and stopped him from getting the ball down. That has been awarded. Mark Percival has scored the fourth for Saints this evening. Now Castleford Tigers 24, St Helens 24. Strikes his ball now. Is it good? The touch judges say yes, and Castleford are back in front and lead by 26 points to 24. Gets it away, it's Walsh. Walsh now out to Quinlan, and Quinlan will step through some flimsy Castleford line defence on this occasion. Referee Thaler is checking with his touch judges. Quinlan looks like he's scored Saints' fifth try of the match and got them back in front. Thaler thinks the same, but he's referred it to the video.
It looks like it may be chalked off, but interesting big call.
There's either some interference here, which would be understandable, or it's pretty poor defence of their own line, and it turns out that it's the latter because the try has been awarded. Cass are very, very, very disappointed with the referee's decision here and cannot understand it. They think it was a clear obstruction, obviously.
Walsh looks to keep his perfect record on, and he's done that.
Castleford 26, St Helens 30 here. Speculative offload, gets it away to Burns, and on the far side, Makinson has a dive for the line. He's got two defenders around him. Ben Thaler checks with his touch judge and awards the try, just what the Tigers did not want. With just short of 21 minutes remaining in this game, Saints have struck twice in the space of as many minutes. This time Makinson goes in, and it's Cass 26, Saints 34. And that was a successful conversion once again from Luke Walsh. It's 26-36 in favour of St Helens, who trailed not so long ago. Milner for the Tigers, spraying it left to Gale, looping past out the far side, and the Tigers are in! The Tigers have got across for a try.
I'm not so sure Solomono's got this ball down before he's gone out the back. It'll be interesting to see. He slipped as he went to put the ball down. Now, has he gone over the dead ball? Hopefully for Castleford and for Solomono, he hasn't. When you need it most, they come up with the play, and that's exactly what Luke Gale's done there. Now, this kick is massive. Really big kick coming on.
Let's see what the touch judges say as the ball disappears out of view above the roof. It's a successful conversion from Luke Gale, and it brings it back now to Castleford Tigers 32, St Helens 36. What an absolute classic. And take opportunities. Oh, look at this now. John Wilkin hits the line from his own 10-metre area. He's got support from Adam Swift. Adam Swift, what a brilliant try from St Helens from absolutely nothing. John Wilkin takes the pass on his own 10. Adam Swift, with pace to burn, takes the ball on halfway, and quick as you like, he's underneath the black dot, and it's Castleford 32, St Helens 40. And if you're going to lose a game and your season's going to come to an end, then you cannot argue with a try like that.
You know, absolutely nothing on. He hit a hole. He lit up a cigar, didn't he, and he just strolled down the field. He knew he didn't have the pace, but he waited for somebody who had. Defences have been non-existent. That defence from St Helens is remarkable. I think Cass will score here, but I just don't think they're going to have enough time.
Junior Moores is going to get across the line. 36 points to 42.
Yeah, that defence was incredible by St Helens. Just Luke Gale isn't going to hang around. He's added the conversion. So we're down to a four-point ball game, 38 points to 42. You know, you've got to say, they did everything they could, but just on the day, they just weren't quite good enough. And yeah, defences weren't the best at times, but it's about scoring tries and about entertainment. And if you're going to pay your money to watch something, I'd pay to watch that every single day of the week. Marvellous game of rugby league.
But the clock eventually ran out on Castleford Tigers in this game and on Castleford Tigers for this season. But if you're going to go out, then that's about as valiant a way as I can possibly think of that your season is going to be ended.